My name is Louise Rainer. I've acted on the stage, it wasn't all that long, 4 years or 5 years, but I made a film in between in Europe, in the 30s it was, of course, but I hardly remember that film, it was so idiotic. I played an important part. All I remember is the lights in those days were so near and so close that I never, I'm sorry to use that word, sweated. I was absolutely dripping. Then I remember that the theme song in this particular great film was "My Gorilla Has a Villa in the Zoo." And that was about the standard of the film. And I was discovered by a so-called scout sent from America, from Hollywood. There was a small office of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer in Vienna. And then they said, I must come over. And I thought, well, I'm going to see America. So I accepted to go to America. I was thinking they'd take one look at me and throw me out. I arrived in Hollywood. It was the year 1935. My first film was Escapade. I started that the next morning. And when the film was finished, William Powell went to the front office. We called Louis B. Mayer's office the front office. And said, you've got to star that girl or I look like an idiot, which was extraordinary. So I was a star with my first film. My next film was The Great Ziegfeld, and I got the Academy Award for that. That scene I'd written myself, the telephone scene, where I am very sad because my husband had left me and fallen in love with another woman. And I congratulated him when he married her on the telephone. And anyway, I'd written that scene. Then I got the Academy Award for that. And then my next film was The Good Earth. The Good Earth, of course, was something very, very different. Of course, the woman or the girl I played, you know, throughout her life, it was a very drab little Chinese peasant. And that was my second Academy Award. From then on, they put me in anything. Louis B. said, after that film, said, for God's sake, make the girl, let her do something glamorous, let her do something. So they put me in silks and furs and in jewelry and whatnot. It was awful. So I was rather very unhappy about the kind of material because I was not interested to be a movie star. I was interested to give something of substance in my life and do something that makes sense. And I had a very sad marriage to a very wonderful man, marvelous playwright, Clifford Odets. Clifford thought that I was the greatest actress of the century, and therefore he was very much for everything I did. But he hated Hollywood the way I did, you know. We both felt it was a place where we don't belong. Clifford Odets was a very special and extraordinary man, and I was very young, and I had this enormous career on my shoulders, and the two things together were more than I could manage, and so I walked out. I broke my contract. I had a 7-year contract, option contract, which was that they could do with me what they wanted, and I had to be a good girl, and I wasn't a good girl, and so I walked out.